Conference program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is Islam Today with Sheikh Nicholas Ekber. Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. You're listening to Islam Today. We're broadcasting to you almost like all the way from Tuscaloosa at the Mecca. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, who arrived at Jalan al-Muslimin. The praises to the one who made us into Muslims. This Islam Today is broadcast under the auspices of the Islam Broadcasting Network, and you can always visit it on the internet at IBN.net, or you can email us at IslamToday@IBN.net. Today's program has been titled, What to Do After the Shahada. So, inshallah, we want to talk about that because that means just to lose the hand. Mama, we have another brand new brothers who just made Shahada less than maybe like 24 hours ago. 38 hours to say because Friday today is Sunday like this. So, alhamdulillah. This means he's still brand new. No scratches and dents. Low mileage. And so, what we would like to do is to basically remind ourselves, all of us, we'd like to remind ourselves after the Shahada, what? Because it's something on the one side, you know, to talk to people about come to Islam. We tell people you should come to Islam because, you know, we worship Allah the way He wants to be worshipped. We believe one God. We believe in the prophets. We believe in the book. So and so. And then when the people say, okay, we like this, it's time to give your life to join Him. We'd like to be with you guys. So they come into the masjid and they would like to make something called Shahada. Shahada is basically to bear witness and open testimony that they believe there's only one God to worship. So this is the general understanding. But after they make the Shahada, the next thing we do, as brothers and sisters in Islam, we say to them, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Okay, now what? Give them a free Quran and have a nice day. And then when we see them in the street a few days later, we go, And they say, oh, brother, I have a question. Oh, brother, I'm in a hurry right now, but, you know, go to the imam. Okay. To the imam, I have a question. Okay, can you call me later? Because right now, you know, I've got some things we're trying to take care of. So, what would you like to do? But what? Is this the people? How many times we heard that somebody was the same person, and then we didn't hear from them anymore? So what happened to the boy who came in 3 weeks ago, he made Shahada, and, oh yeah. What about the lady, she made Shahada, and, What? Do they disappear? Is somebody picking them up in a spaceship and taking them to Mars? They don't see them anymore. You have to ask yourself the question, what's going on? So after the we have a program that we did, it's called, What If They All Became Muslims? And in this particular program, we talked about the fact that we're really not ready. We're not ready. You know, you can ask a lot of something you don't know. Should you? And I want to ask this question. Suppose I ask you, be honest, would you like to see all the people in America make Shahada? Or let all these people become Muslim. And then what? If he did it tomorrow, they all became Muslim, what would you do? What would you do? What if they were standing in the line and you threw out in front of the building tomorrow morning about 20, 30, 30,000 people? How many people live around here? About 8,000, 10,000? I don't know. Huh? 35,000 people standing in front of the mosque tomorrow morning. What would you do? let's be realistic. Let's take 10%. That'd be 3,500. No. 1%. Just 1%. 350 people standing in line. No. 0.01%. How many people? 35? Standing in line. Tomorrow morning. Are we ready for them? Are you sure? Oh, yeah. You're smart. Yeah, we're ready. Okay, I'm going to tell you what to do. You bring them in, you sit them down, and by the way, 35 is just about to fill up this whole area right in here. And yes, I know. Okay. So we're going to get 35 crowns. I don't know. We'll mail them to him. Okay, crown out of here. Is that all? Is that it? What about that? They're going to learn how to pray. Who's going to teach 35 people how to pray? There's never a time when we got more than 12 hours between prayers. Usually the time between prayers is maybe 3 to 4 hours. We're going to teach them. Teach them how many rats are, prayers are for, don't hold 4 hours, and so much more good job. And then we're going to open rats up, I'll be telling how many rats are. How do you do it? How do you pray? How many? I'll receive a lot of people out there and tell them, the Father teaches us to be a prayer, told us, Moskah, Atalah, the key to the prayer is the wudu. And the Moskah that we're doing is Jamia, and they don't even know what's Mia. Intention. And you're going to start from there and then tell them the wudu. Who's going to do this? 35 people. And it takes maybe 3 to 4 hours of staying with somebody just to get the idea of what the Salat is about. And you get 35 people that need it. Who's going to do this? So ask your Shahada right. What are you really asking for? And teaching them just how to lift it. And just how to do, you know, the thicker, the, you know, when you clean the hairs of the different. Who's going to teach them all of these things? And if it's a lady, who will tell her about in this time of the month such and such and so, and how you do so and so? Who's going to do that? When somebody comes into a family, there are a lot of issues. And because you grew up in a family, you don't understand it. You don't understand at all what's happening in their mind, in their heart, and in their pocketbook. And these are relative issues. These are very relevant issues to the subject. If you don't prepare yourself for this, not only will you have a problem with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to have a problem right here with the people. I see what you have to do. Well, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains everything to us in the Quran. It's very clear what happens. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala died from the gate, and by the way, he's the only one who died. No one died except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he guides them into Islam, this is the opening. This is the opening. Nothing more. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed something in Quran that he never revealed in any other scripture. He revealed an ayah which is found where? In Quran, which never revealed in any other scripture. And it is in Surah Fatiha. A surah called the opening, the first chapter of Quran. And the verse is in Surah Fatiha. To the straight path. Because in the previous scripture, something is alluded to, and there's a hadith which matches up with some of the scriptures from the Injil, which is similar to saying that if you ask, you will receive it. And if you seek for something, you'll find it. And if you knock, you will be open. But it doesn't tell you what to ask for, it doesn't tell you what to seek after, it doesn't tell you what to knock. So you need this ayah, so you understand the fear, sorato, stopping. Because when you ask, Allah will give you. And every time we need anything, we need this, we do that all the time. God guide me. How to guide me. Only looks like, by the way, most of the Muslims are telling, Allah guide this one, or guide that one, Allah guide you, Allah has it. I'm not giving you hidayah. We say that all the time, you said it. When we should be asking for it, because we need it. He needed so much, you know how? When a person is entering Islam, the door opens up for them to begin to begin. They cannot say, okay, I'm a believer now. They already, they're in the time of Gamaliel. This is the tribe of Muhammad, peace be upon him, during the time of ignorance, that they can't say something. And after they did, they say, we're moving. We're moving. Hey, we're believing. And in the book of Israel, chapter 49 of the Quran, said, don't say you are a believer. It's a believer. Anyway. And Allah is telling them, don't say that, because the enemy is not letting you behind. Better for you just to say we have submitted. This is submitted plus or minus. Now, so that we understand that when somebody comes into sin, it's just the beginning. And Allah tells them in Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 208, it said, you who believe, enter into Islam perfectly and don't follow the footsteps of Shaitan. Don't follow the footsteps of the devil. This can have a number of meanings, but don't forget that Shaitan used to be the emperor of Allah. But because of his pride, giver, he wouldn't accept it when Allah ordered him to, and he became proof to reject it. So, the person entering into Islam has a special problem. The problem really is that he's at the door, but he doesn't know what to do next. The door is open, and actually he's thinking ahead. And then, because he never knew where the door was before, he thought the goal was the door. I'm at the door. I'm at the door. I'm here. Okay.
Tell us that it's more than just
things right there. And I love you know what it is like. It's not getting tangled up in barbed wire fence. That's getting you something big, and that's what I'm saying. And a lot of that fitna in regard to your family, your money, your children, everything in this life is a big you can believe. Is that true or false? Yeah. That's exactly what it's all about. And then the person came to him and said, well, what is the purpose behind all this thing? What's going on here? And I said, in the ground, I was ready to tell you, hey, my heart was getting work in. I created, you get a proof of the one thing. To work with me alone without any partners. Okay, so I mean, you always do that.
What's that? I want you to hang a picture on the wall. You can see the picture on the wall.
You do that, I'll tell you exactly what you need to do. You
say, what? What do you mean?
You that picture?
And you know what?
Well, it doesn't hang on. That's not. Go get a nickel. You set by the nail in the wall. I'm going to take some distance by the nail. Bang, bang, bang.
Ow!
What's the next word out of your mouth is exactly what you need. Because when pain comes, we're going to find out. Have you said bang?
Ow!
That's good. But if you say anything else,
okay.
So when the rain comes and the pain comes, we're going to find out exactly what you believe. Anybody can be thankful in the time of peace. But what about the difficulty? Certainly, after every difficulty comes to me. So, well, here's the answer for us. This is a big gift. My brothers, he told me to open us. Our task is to help these folks when they come in us around. Help them to understand that this gift, and then be ready to help them when we're ready, they have hot, when we're not giving them their hot. They have rights on us, and we're not giving them their rights. Brothers will come along and say, well, you know, you got to quit your debt, but they're just doing it, and you can't stop. Now what I do? Maybe I take a job to live in pizza. Haram! That's hurt hands and talk about it. You can't do it. Oh, I didn't know that. Drop down a taxi, you know. That's what all I want to do. Drop down a taxi. Well, already getting married with all these stuff and ladies, and in fact, I'm not afraid. There's never such a thing as a woman alone together, because when a man and a woman are alone together, but Shaitan, I said, the devil is discovered. When they can't drive the taxi, they can't deliver the pizza. No one. Then the man goes, no, nothing they're doing. How do I deal with it, man? You have heard about the world is going crazy. You know that you're out here doing a pizza thing, and you eat it. And drinking this stuff that is going to the ground and taking wind up and down the road. Telling me to wear that poopy, telling me to wear that goofy looking gowny gown, but you only wear it to play in. Telling me about how long my pants have to be, but when you would have to see you rolling back down, looks like everybody else again. And you want me to be in this thing, you calling that a fight?
They're absolutely right.
Because we're making a distinction here between what's reality and what we're making up with the game. And we're making it too hard.
It's very simple. Don't take it easy. It's
to worship Allah alone without any problems, and obey Him in the conditions that He set forth, and be ready to be thankful for the good things He gives you, and be patient and steadfast in the difficulties that come. That's what it's all about. We need to work together to make a good plan. So that when new people come to Islam, we have a package for them. We have cash. But we also have a thing called money. You know money? The people, when they come into Islam, they have rights. And when they need help, it's not right to keep telling them, well, why don't you do it another day? But everybody keeps telling me to be honest or I'm wrong that I'm telling you doing it. Need some help. There's no trust. Give in his rights. But beggars, they need to attend, they need help. If they need clothes because their clothes don't fit the circumstance, like especially the ladies, buy the hijab. Buy the scarves for them. Give them the clothes they need. Don't stand there like everybody else. Sister, better sister, you won't wear the hijab. Maybe she doesn't have the money. Did you think of that? There are a lot of things that we don't put together when we see somebody coming into a country. We don't realize there's an obligation there. For each person's interest is known, we have a big responsibility. And they come to you and they say, well, you know what? My wife's not a Muslim. Or my husband's not a Muslim. What do I do? I'm a dentist. Haram. You can't even go home today.
Where should I go?
You can go home next. There was one story, I couldn't maybe tell it, but there was one who pronounced the woman, she came to Islam, pronounced the divorce, and made her came back. Amazing. Amazing story. But it's true. I don't know if it's true, but I know one thing. These are the kind of things that scare people away from Islam. And then if somebody's got set up, don't you realize the damage they're going to do to themselves and the 10 or 20 or 100 other people? Stop and think about it. So when people come to Islam, they need to give them the life, the time. Invite them to eat. Come out to eat as much as you possibly can. That's one of the best ways to impress the new people. Because you're not used to that. Especially the fact that you mean I don't even have to pay for half of it? Because it is such a
Thank you.